The Wall Street Journal reports that the administration tax plan would result in people in the $100,000 to $300,000 income range paying more in income taxes. Speaking to reporters at Vicky and Tim Tilton's business, Fox and Hounds in Bloomington, Congressman Rodney Davis, a Republican from Taylorville, addressed the question whether he thinks that's okay.
Well, take a look at our plan. We want to reduce rates for every single American in all of our brackets, reduce them down to a much more manageable level that's going to save middle-class families an average, we believe, of $5,200 for taxes that they would not have to send to Washington. They'd be able to put in their pocket, invest in college for their kids, invest in savings, invest in a home and in our communities.
So you're already departing from the administration plan?
Oh, the administration has their ideas, and what we're doing this month is we're putting out our ideas in the House. Our ideas are not going to match up with the administration completely at all. But what we want to do is throw out what we think is the best plan.
Democrats are hoping that any tax reform bill will go through regular order and not reconciliation. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the same Democrats who are serving in the Senate and in Congress who use reconciliation to give us one of the most punitive laws that are stopping businesses from growing beyond 50 employees, among other things, are the ones that say they don't want to use budget reconciliation process. My ask of the Democrats in Congress then is to come to the table. We've used the Ways and Means Committee and many different committees of jurisdiction to help develop this plan. They were involved in those debates. They were involved in those discussions. They could have come and sat next to me and my friend Keith Ellison, who was sitting right next to me when we put forth some proposals to the Ways and Means Committee to think about during tax reform. So when you hear the other side complain about a lack of transparency, remind them they were there. They were there to help develop it. And now we are releasing this plan before it's in bill form to be able to get input from citizens throughout every district in the country, just like we're doing today, so we can take that information back and write a better bill with everyone's input. Don't fall for the false pretenses that people aren't getting involved. It's up to legislators to get involved in the debate, and it's time they did too.
Should it be revenue neutral?
Well, that's, I think, the best plan of action. But remember, when we go through this debate, every plan that's taken away or every proposal that's put back in is going to have a cause and an effect and a cost included in that. My main goal is to take the advice I got from the many individuals that were meeting with us in Springfield is to go bold. You know, let's make sure we put a plan in place that's going to get bipartisan support, that's also going to grow our economy. And when we grow our economy and we see that economic growth, that's when you're going to see revenue continue to come in to the federal treasury, because I don't believe taxation and tax policy is a zero-sum game. And there are plenty of examples of that even outside of tax policy.
Is this a potentially easier lift than health care changes were?
I wouldn't necessarily say that at all. I think tax reform is going to be a very difficult lift, which is why it's so important that we started this tax reform tour today, meeting with people like Vicky to talk about the impact of any changes to the tax code to their ability to continue to be a viable small business in communities like Bloomington Normal.
Under health care, you had a situation where one part of the Republican Party wanted something very different from another part of the Republican Party. On taxes, isn't there more unity among the GOP?
Well, there certainly wasn't more unity among the GOP or the Democrats the last time a tax reform plan came out about 3 years ago. So we've already seen tax reform plans come out and be immediately disposed of by both parties. That's why we're reaching out now. We're on the front end trying to get input before we introduce a final bill, because we want to hear what Americans want when it comes to tax reform. Because frankly, they've told me since I've been running for this office that we need to make a fairer, flatter, simpler tax code. And now's my chance to take our ideas to them, get their input, and be able to write a better bill. This is a plan that would simplify the entire tax code, and obviously closing different corporate loopholes would be a priority. We want to lower the tax rate that we that American companies have to pay right now that make them less competitive with our neighbors like Canada and countries like Ireland. You know, every campaign year you see ads that say that so-and-so supports policies that create jobs overseas, that take American jobs away. Well, when I got to Congress, I asked what that provision was, and I was told that's the overall tax rate that American corporations have to pay in comparison to our competitors in the global marketplace. Well, the solution is to make America's tax code more competitive so that American companies will invest here rather than in Canada, Ireland, and other places.
Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Taylorville represents the 13th District of Illinois. He spoke to reporters during a tour of Fox and Hounds in downtown Bloomington. We also heard from business owner Vicki Tilton. Numerous Democrats have already announced exploratory committees or intentions to run in the Democratic primary next year in hopes of gaining the slot to run against Congressman Davis.